Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Thank you. I go down. Sleepy time in my life, with my love by my side, and she's breathing low. And I rise like a bird in the haze, when the first rays touch the sky. And the night winds die.
Donald Trump has been promising to start up his rallies again. But until he does, his supporters will have to settle for the next best thing, the MyPillow guy. Yes, MyPillow founder and Trump supporter Mike Lindell put together something he called the MAGA Frank Rally. So I traveled to New Richmond, Wisconsin to see why thousands of people gathered in a field to see a bunch of right-wing all-stars, the ex-president on a jumbotron, and obviously buy some pillow swag.
Such an amazing lineup.
Who's your favorite with the lineup?
Probably Mike Lindell.
Well, we're just excited to see Mike.
He speaks the same truth that we believe.
Mike is a true hero. You know, they claim, you know, the doctors and nurses are that. But my own sister's a retired RN, and we're not talking right now because of her beliefs.
So when it comes to heroes, there's doctors, there's nurses, and then there's the pillow guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you learned from Mike Lindell?
He's a true blue... What a red working American man.
Which color?
Blue. Blue and true.
He's a blue and true
red-blooded white man. That he's, you know.
Got them all in there.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell has garnered plenty of attention by focusing on one thing.
When this election, when all this fraud is opened up that I already know exists.
And sure, his claims of dead people voting in Georgia and vote flipping in Michigan have been debunked by various news outlets. Still, these people were eager for more pillow talk.
What is Mike Lindell talking about that you agree with?
Well, just the whole fraud of the election. He's got the proof, you know. The proof is there.
What makes you know that Trump won? His own Department of Justice says there was no fraud.
Just, well...
So you don't trust the Department of Justice?
Oh, no.
You trust my pillow guy?
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far to say, you know, I trust what he's saying.
Do you trust what he's saying?
Yeah.
Oh, so you would?
Yeah.
You would go that far?
Yeah.
That's exactly where you went.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that we still need to find out what's going on. We still need to look back at what happened.
Haven't we already done that?
Well, there's history. Sometimes we have to go back in history, like we do in school.
It's important to look at historical moments from different perspectives so you have an understanding and a whole picture.
Right, we have to.
So you support critical race theory? No.
And Lindell's newest election claim is his juiciest.
President Trump coming back in 2024. I'm still sticking to August of this year, everybody. That's my opinion.
And why do they think of that?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, but, you know, I don't like to get my hope up.
I think the country's going to pot right now.
Not the country Come I on. Grew up in.
What country did you grow up in?
The land of the free.
The United States because of America of the in the 60s.
Things were better in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, 70s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, in the 60s, we knew which drinking fountain to drink from.
Exactly, yeah.
If Trump is reinstated in 2021, do you think the Democrats will accept it and allow our nation to heal?
I think there's going to be a lot of whining still.
Yeah, they're just not going to let it go. They're going to be whining in a field months after everything's already decided. Anyway, are you excited about being out here in a field to watch Trump on a jumbotron?
Is he going to be on the jumbotron? We don't even know.
Who knows?
According to Lindell, thanks to so-called white hat hackers, he already received the evidence that would lead to Trump's imminent reinstatement.
I told the whole country a month and a half ago that Donald Trump will be back in August. You know. You
still believe that?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the crime of the century you're describing, and they came to the MyPillow guy.
No, they didn't come to me. They came to me on January 9th, but I seen the evidence.
But they still came to you.
Because, let me tell you, nobody came to me until that day, and here's what happened. I had my own investigations, I had all of my stuff going on, and nobody talked about the machines. We talked about dead people, non-resident, all the other stuff. I call it the organic fraud. Sure.
Is this helping, Mike? What?
I already have the evidence. You know what this is doing? Do you guys get it?
It's perpetuating anger, fear, and attacking our democracy.
You know what you are by saying that. Let me tell you something. This is a free speech rally, okay? My platform, Frank Speech, for all the individuals, whether they're Democrat or Republican, right now, if you talk about machines, vaccine, the border, Jesus, you speak out for anything, and YouTube and Vimeo and people like you guys, the journalists, suppress it, cancel us, or try and destroy something good that's coming out of this. This is a free speech rally. This isn't a Trump rally. Are you trying to say this is a Trump rally?
It says MAGA is in the title, and he's speaking at it.
No, you know what? He's speaking.
You got his picture on the poster, Mike.
Yeah, he got suppressed.
Unproven election fraud claims have caused real problems in our country. And just last week, we learned that election officials were receiving death threats from angry Trump voters.
Have you heard about the death threats?
Me?
And Secretary of State, Georgia. I'm saying there are people, because of the conversations that are happening, the elongation of this process, who are now being threatened.
You're talking about Brad Raffensperger?
Yes.
Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp were in on this. Are you kidding? They're as compromised as they come.
Why are these Republicans compromised?
I don't know. Ask them.
I'm asking you because you apparently are the one that...
No, you need to understand. That's a deviation. Why wouldn't you guys, when I was kicked out...
Do you either want to be the guy everybody comes to or not the guy everybody comes to? Because you have answers for being the guy that the cyberpunks come to, but you have no other answers.
I don't know.
If August doesn't happen, what do you say to these people?
Then the states are going to all pull it down because they're doing audits in every state. Pennsylvania's doing audits, they're doing here in Wisconsin, Maricopa will get done. Everywhere they've done an audit, like in New Hampshire, every place that we've done audits, that we've done the machines, it's the same thing everywhere.
So there's a plan. It's like watching that Bigfoot show. They don't find Bigfoot at the end, but if you tune in next week, maybe it's going to happen. Thank you.
You guys are horrible.
Oh, I wanted to talk about his pillows.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-L-S-R-E-G-R-E-A-T. Those were the days.
This is your president, and still your president. And I'm in Kicker, Ohio right now. I have a very strong rally. A lot of people here, not so many teeth, but a lot of people. And we're just excited. We're scared for the country. The Sleepy Joe agenda is a total disaster. So it's going to be me speaking. It's going to be great patriotism, great Delta variant. And before I go out there, I saw Kevin Hart, the great African-American comedian. I saw him do this before a show. He had a strong prayer with other blacks where they just, you know, said some words. And then he had a nice big show with a large crowd, not as big as my crowds, but pretty big, to be honest. And so I just want to say, dear me, if you can give me even more stronger strength than normal to speak to these ignorant, trashy people in Kicker, Ohio, who've spent their hard-earned Biden stimulus money to come see me. I want to give them a powerful two-hour talk. Where I, you know, let them know that they should donate to me, and you know, just that they should continue to hate people that don't look like them, or, and that they should also, by the way, not be in favor of critical race theory, okay? Don't know what it is, but I know it involves criticism, which I don't like, and it also involves race, which I like one race, but, you know, when you're talking about all the races, your odds are, it's like Russian roulette. It's like, did I get a white? Nope, you got a different one. So, and then theories are also annoying. I like strong alternative facts. So, dear me, with the help of the great Fred Trump and the great Jeff Epstein, who's up there with you now, let's have a great rally in this awful Ohio city, and we'll see what happens.
Over the weekend, former President Jabba the Gut went to Wellington, Ohio. To hold his first rally since the January 6th insurrection. Why is he allowed to have rallies after that? After the assassination, John Wilkes Booth wasn't welcomed to Broadway for a sold-out performance of I Shot Lincoln the Musical. It's Sic Semper Fantastic. Get through it. With nearly 6 months to prepare, the former president had plenty of time to work on fresh material. Let's go to the new clips.
What happened in the election, it's a disgrace.
Okay, I've heard that one. Anything new, maybe looking forward to the future?
You have to look back. We won the election in 2020.
No, you didn't! That's why you flew to Ohio on Air Force One bag of pretzels per customer. Seriously, move on. I don't know. Maybe you got something about our nation's recovery from the pandemic?
They used COVID in order to rig the election and in order to steal the election.
Yeah. Everyone is so mean to you. At least you're not talking about that guy who cries every time he sees you.
There's tears in his eyes. This guy hasn't cried in a very long time. But just in meeting, because I represent what they want.
Cry, 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 cry. Cry, 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 cry. Cry, 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 cry. Cry, 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 cry.
Okay, I spoke too soon. This really seems like you're just reading a speech from last summer.
Hydroxychloroquine actually works.
No one cares about that now. We have a vaccine. I can't imagine anything more tired than the COVID drug from 12 months ago.
You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Woo! 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 Let me be clear. This lighter does not indicate that I'm excited. You're just so boring, I'd rather set myself on fire! Mr. Not President, do you have anything at all to say about the state of our country right now?
It is windy as hell up here.
I'm not surprised, because that speech blows. But he did delight the crowd with one of his patented I smell toast moments.
America is still the nation that conquered the Wild West, that vanquished the murderous dictators, that ended the evil empires, and that sent a brave young man from Ohio to a plant.
Really? To a plant. Yes, he was a brave young man from Ohio named Jack, and the nation sent him to climb that beanstalk where he skyrocketed to fee-fi-fo fame. He continued fumbling, flailing, and failing to remember the name of the first man on the moon.
Do you know who the man I'm talking about is? Who am I talking about? Do you know who it is? The stars and stripes on the face of the moon. Do you know who the man is, right?
He's trying to talk about Neil Armstrong, but he said plant when he meant planet, which is not where Neil Armstrong went. That's definitely not right. That's like trying to describe George Washington by saying, you know who I mean, the guy on the money and with the teeth made out of the cherry tree, with the painting of him crossing the deli meats, you know. Then he had more trouble with the words.
If you care about law and order.
Yes. We all remember the spinoff, Law and Auto.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the car which drives them to the crime.
Oh yeah, Mike Bowles.
You know their motto, protect and swerve. The sad thing is the people at that rally believe the old guy's election lies. But you know who doesn't? People who know things, like disgraced attorney general and dinner guest looking for a sneaky way to spit out the tuna surprise. Bill Barr. Bill Barr sat down for an interview with Jonathan Karl and explained that when it came to election fraud, Barr always thought it was all bullshit. And Bill Barr should know, he spent the last 2 years with his lips very close to that bull's ass. Barr said that he was urged to speak out by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell would have spoken the truth himself last December, but he needed the former president's help to ensure that the GOP won the two runoff elections in Georgia, which they lost. In the end, Mitch McConnell sold his soul for nothing, so a pretty fair price.
Moving on, Speaker Pelosi, Kylie Brain 2, is considering choosing a Republican as one of her 8 appointees for the Democrat-led investigation into the January 6th Capitol insurrecty. Quote, several Democratic sources said they expected Pelosi to appoint a Republican who has already pushed vocally for a meaningful investigation into the January 6th insurrection, a list topped by Reps Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. Hired, appointing members of your own party. Wired, appointing right-wing wonderkind Liz Cheney to make inroads with the Republicans who already stripped her of her leadership post. Wes, back me up. Pelosi appointed a Republican so Republicans won't dare call this a partisan sham. It's the rules, babes.
No, I think that the goal is that we make progress, but it is meaningful that Speaker Pelosi might have a hard time finding a single Republican in Congress willing to acknowledge the attack that happened on our Capitol, and let alone serving on a commission. You know, and I say this as an Army officer who, when I was just 17 years old, you know, I set a pledge to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And what we saw on January 6th was an act of terrorism, and a commission to understand who did it, who provoked it, who condoned it, and how to prevent it from happening again is not just an appropriate response. It's an imperative.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I mean, we have to take this seriously. Okay, dream commission casting. Liz Cheney, of course. Then I'd say Robert Mueller, Zendaya, Lincoln Project, Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh my God, you forgot Stitch.
Okay, yes, we gotta have Stitch. And the baby Trump balloon. Trump would literally die if he saw that.
Nancy, you're killing it. So smart to reach across the aisle to one of the footnote Republicans about to lose their re-election bids to a rabid hog wearing a Trump 2020 bandana.
There is a real and grave domestic security threat posed by the conspiracy theory behind the ex-president's claims of voter fraud. Those claims, as well as other dark chapters from the last guy's presidency, pose an urgent and immediate threat. Politico reports on a DHS Intel bulletin, quote, the Department of Homeland Security has warned its law enforcement partners about concerns about violent attacks in the lead up to the anniversaries of 2 domestic terror attacks. That's according to a recent intelligence bulletin reviewed by Politico. Quote, while violent extremists typically have not conducted attacks on dates they perceive as significant, DHS continues to review publicly available social media for explicit threats of violence in the lead up to anniversaries of domestic violent extremist attacks, including the 2019 El Paso shooting and the 2017 Charlottesville car attack. And here is the domestic terrorism version of a kicker. Quote, additionally, QAnon conspiracy theory adherents continue to promote the idea that the former president will return to power in August. The bulletin continues, quote, we have no evidence of associated threats with the August date, but historically, some domestic violent extremists have conducted violence in furtherance of conspiracy theories.
Thanks this week for the songs from Pink Floyd, Archie and Edith Bunker, Yo La Tengo, and Bob Dylan. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Jordan Klepper, Mike Lindell, J.L. Covan, Stephen Colbert, Donald Trump, Tuning Out the News, Wes Moore, and Nicole Wallace.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.